Welcome to The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, with Colette Marie Steffen, inspiring shift on Transformation Talk Radio, gracing the airways every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific since 2013. And we're live on Facebook, providing nuggets of wisdom, tales from the vector, and energetic upgrades to lift you, shift you, and empower you to ride the wave of infinite potential. Do you have a problem? It is never what you think it is. Logical questions require creative solutions. Colette is a leading expert in the field of quantum energetic transformation. Learn to identify the usual energetic suspects and major accomplices to unveil another layer preventing you from living your authentic desires. You are a blank canvas. May as well paint a rainbow. We'd love to hear from you. Call 1-800-930-2819.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We are not live on Facebook because I'm still on the tail end of just regaining my health here and cleaning up my yard still from the storm from last week, but now there was another big wind started up here, so we'll see what happens. We've been having quite a tumultuous weather here in British Columbia, a lot of flooding, etc., and the Trans-Canada Highway has been taken out. And so, like I was just saying, we don't have, I haven't received mail for like a couple weeks now, I think. And, you know, anything from Amazon is like 2 weeks now instead of the week or so. So it's just, you know, it's affecting businesses, it's affecting, and of course it's a busy time of year because it's moving into the Christmas season. So I wanted to focus on like the astrological influences right now because they're so powerful. And what we're having on December, between December 3rd, 4th, is a solar eclipse in Sagittarius. And it will be the last solar eclipse that Sagittarius has for until 2029. And so that's about Mercury. And Mercury is now moving forward in an alignment with the Sagittarius goals. So, interestingly enough, Mercury was retrograde for the planet for communication, and it's been 18 months, and it just shifted into a new gear, too. So the new moon on the 3rd and the 4th of December is also a total solar eclipse. And so these are, like, really, like, the combination is, like, really, really intense. And so, and it's sort of like, kind of like a time of mirroring or reflection, because there's so much moon energy. Like, typically, like, the new moon is a good time to start new projects, new beginnings, etc. Like, and, you know, the full moon to let stuff go, like, because it's brimming over, and so you got to let something go to let something come in. And but interestingly enough, I was looking into this solar eclipse, and they were saying, I can't remember what I saw it on some, one of the people on YouTube. I'm sorry, I can't remember your name right now. And But what she was saying is that go back to what you were doing at the beginning, at the end of March, beginning of April, because there was a Sag, I think it was partial solar eclipse at that time. And this is kind of like the mirroring back of what started then. This is completing that cycle, which is crazy because that's when I discovered, I was just working on my face yoga program, and I was doing a lot of video and stuff, and that's when I discovered that I had an extra tourist. And so, you know, I'm on the tail end of that now, and it's just so interesting that it's just happening now. And today's also my birthday. So, I've been getting so many calls, and I'll check out on Facebook and say hi to everybody probably tomorrow, because we're supposed to have snow tomorrow, and I'm doing my best after this show to go back out there and finish the last bit of the yard so that I can just put it away for the winter. And so, I've been getting a lot of calls from people already, and I had a little sweetheart. He's two, and my friend's son, and he wished me a happy birthday on video. He's so sweet. So I really enjoyed that, and I just, if I don't get back to people today, it's just because I'm going to be out in the yard cleaning up. And it's nice if you can put the yard to rest, and it's like winterized properly. So those are kind of what the things that I'm doing, which kind of is like, well, what does this have to do with freedom? It sounds like a lot of work and slavery. But when we take care of the details, like when we put our life in order, and we put our, like, when we're, especially at times that we're in now that are so iffy, there's a lot of ifs. And what if this happens? And what if that happens? And whenever you hear what if, when you find yourself like laying awake at night and going, well, what if this happens? And what if that happens? And the hamster on the wheel won't turn off. That's an indication that you're dealing with external forces. And so those external forces disturb your internal forces, bringing up past, whether it be this lifetime or even your ancestors or just a movie you saw or whatever, and it was implanted into your subconscious mind, that hardships and stress and anxiety. So it's really important to recognize that at this time, because of the situation that we're in with the world the way it is right now, people are way more likely to make irrational choices at times because they're reacting, and it may seem like overreacting to some, but it's more like an accumulation of the same experience that they've labeled as this is like stressful. And so, like, sometimes people go on, pay thousands of dollars to go on vacations that are adventure tours and you're looking forward to the adventure, and that's what you're paying for, like, because you're doing adventurous things that you've never done before that are perhaps dangerous, and that maybe you might really be afraid to do, but when you do those things, when you face those fears, that gives you freedom, because it allows you to discipline your mind, because your mind will like give you all the what ifs. What if this happens? But what if that happens? And so true freedom is giving yourself total permission to be your authentic self and to express your authentic desires. And I feel like a lot of people that I've been, working with are like experiencing kind of this surrealness around our world, yet at the same time, they recognize that they have to be so careful not to be over-influenced by the negativity around us. And so it's being aware of it is one thing, and then being able to circumvent it and, use it to empower you rather than to take you down. So, true freedom is when, your mind tries to lead you down the path of worry. And the mind likes to be busy. So, like, the mind can come up with a lot of scenarios that maybe are not the most favorable outcomes. And So a lot of times what will happen, it'll just be like almost like a running movie or like a running tape, like a music that won't stop, or just it's coming up repetition. So repetitive, and really what's coming up is it creates a state of boredom in people. And the universe doesn't like boredom. My mom never liked boredom either. Like if you said to her, "I'm bored," she would say, "Well, you know that boredom is for people who are not intelligent. And I know how smart you are. So here's something to do. You can go clean the bathroom." So you knew you were going to get sent on an adventure of some sort if you told her you were bored. So it's kind of, the universe is kind of like that also, where stagnant energy needs to be replaced, and it is replaced. And so, you know, what I'm noticing for a lot of people is that depending on who they're talking to and what their occupation is and, you know, what their interests are, et cetera, depends on whether they're uplifted or feeling really down right now. And that scale goes up and down for most people quite a bit right now. There's just a lot more to deal with on an everyday basis on top of what already seemed like a lot to have to deal with. So the opportunity right now is to like look back at what was going on in your life back at the end of March, the beginning of April, and recognize that, you know, it's December 1st, you've got like a couple days here where you could just tune into it and see, like, is there any unfinished business from back at that time that I want to clean up so that moving into 2022, that I know that, like, see, that perfect, that freedom of discipline of the mind is when you know, like, it's like being in a house where everything has a place, it has its place, and so you know where to put it when you're done with it, and then you know where to find it when you need it. And it's such a simple thing, but it can get really messy with a lot of people living in a house. And so that's kind of like in every category of your life right now, this is a great time for reflection. And like, you're a blank canvas, you may as well paint a rainbow. So like, decide, how do I want to carry myself? What do I want to do with my life? And give yourself total permission to be able to look at yourself and find the good as well as maybe the regret or whatever that, you know, came about from 2021. So this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we'll be right back after this short break. You can call in 1-800-930-2819. And you can call in and have an energetic shift, an energetic upgrade, or just say hello. We'll be right back.
And before we go, Colette, I have a little treat for you since you said it's your birthday.
Oh.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Jessica.
You're welcome.
Are you constantly trying to figure out who you are, where you belong, and what your purpose is? Then let Adrian Cobb guide you to the core of your soul blueprint. Knowing your soul blueprint helps you to figure out your life in a way that works best for you on your own terms. You'll walk away feeling genuinely seen, heard, and appreciated for the gift that you truly are in the universe. To register for her Soul Blueprint online course and Soul Blueprint reading, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
Life can be demanding, and you may feel like you're constantly on the go, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee-skippy to that, baby.
Do you wish you could wake up feeling motivated, inspired, and fully connected to your higher self so that you make better, more intentional decisions throughout the day? Tune into Coffee with the Universe with me, Laura Goldstein, every third Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you, Jessica. Yes, it's my birthday. I must have completed, speaking about astrology, my second Saturn return finally, I think, is done. So it's just been an interesting time. I've been talking about astrology and the effects that it has on us right now. And it's really, really intense energy, like really, Scorpio energy, mysterious, all the hidden stuff is coming out, karma, all of that deep stuff is coming out. So, you know, it's just that type season right now. And so with the solar eclipse, it's like really intense that way if you're into astrology. And it also may explain moodiness in some people. So a lot of people are telling me, like, it's just fed up, basically. A lot of people just say, I'm just fed up. I just don't have any patience left anymore for what's going on. And, you know, I was saying before, like, with this solar eclipse, if you look back at the end of March, beginning of April, that's when I was, started, you know, on April 8th, purging this parasite. And I just had no idea. I mean, it's been the most challenging and it's been unpleasant 99% of the time. But having said that, it's just really brought me into that place of really reflecting upon, like, the whole last 7 months has been for me kind of a journey of reflection upon my life and, what was going on in my life and what, you know, and it was just so crazy because, you know, some people got hit with the cold in 2020. Anyone who is a public speaker that was running seminars and that, I mean, we were effectively put out of business. So it's kind of like it's still here, not easy. It wouldn't be easy to do any of that. So it's just kind of that in itself, like on a stress scale, a lot of people lost their businesses or they lost their had to change the way they did their business. And for me, I was really, you know, I was testing it, and I got, no. And I was actually really kind of wanting to do something online, but I didn't really know how I was going to be able to do it in a way that I feel would be effective and that I would enjoy and that the people would enjoy and that it wouldn't take that much time each day. And I really like it. I really like how the Baby Steps program has how it's coming about. I've been, you know, as I said, I can't do video right now quite yet. And so the face yoga and that is a little bit behind. And so I'm learning a lot of patience. I'm learning to have patience. And, you know, just having a birthday today for me is just huge because I didn't, you know, really know if I was going to have another rotation around the sun complete. And, well, we never know for sure anyway. But I've always felt kind of like, not kind of, I feel that I truly am blessed and have had a really good life. And I feel like it has been really, really, really challenging at times. But it's that ability to be able to quiet the mind and just go neutral and, like, take the information in. Just take it in without judgment, without bias on one side or the other. And it's kind of like if you're in a situation where you're lost in the city and, you know, you're, say, you're in New York and so you go, you can't find your way down the block, you know, you can go into a skyscraper, take an elevator, go up to the top, and when you look down, you'll have a better view of, oh, it's just over there, I turned the wrong direction that way. Anytime you get a higher viewpoint or a higher vibration, or you take the high road, you're going to elevate your vibration and your frequency, which will empower you to attract higher vibrational people and frequencies, like more joy and happiness in your everyday life. And that being kind of something that is a new way that you choose to move in. Like if you ever wanted, a lot of people right now, because of the 18 months, and I found it interesting that that Jupiter was, you know, retrograde. I think it was Jupiter that was retrograde. Don't quote me on that. But for 18 months, and that caused, like, that's the good luck charm, you know, and it kind of, well, I don't have to tell you, the last 18 months have been very challenging times for humanity all around the world. And that's what we're facing. But, like, astrologically, it's kind of like all this stuff is just, like, lining up. And so the good news is that after people do reflection and you start to recognize, oh, it wasn't like, because a lot of times, and I was talking about this the last radio show, a lot of people maybe made choices 18 months ago that they would never have made had they known that this was going to drag on as long and get progressively more challenging. And so what we need to do is recognize that the choices we made 18 months ago were probably, you know, like if you're testing energetically, don't beat yourself up, because if it, you know, there wasn't really any really good, strong choices. There was just choices that would maybe be better for one person than an alternative choice that someone else would opt for. And so we need to recognize that, because as individuals, we all have different needs or different responsibilities, like, you know, whether we're parents or we own our own business or, you know, we work for the government or whatever we do, we have our own set of responsibilities. And so we want to be in a position where the more organized that you get, the more minimalist that you get, the less baggage you have to carry. And so this is why this card is called Reckless Abandon, and that's W-R-E-C-K, reckless. because once you have, say, like if you have a relationship and you've done everything you can for the person that you can think of, you feel, you know, you've been honest with them, you've treated yourself, you've treated them with respect most of the time, etc. You know, you have a good track record with the person, and you feel good about the way that you carried yourself and the different things that you did with this person, and you feel good about how you treated them, then, and you're in a position where you were telling the truth to the best of your knowledge, and et cetera. Because the truth can be different between, you know, you get two people telling a truth and it'll be different, slightly different. That's just the nature of humans, and because everybody sees the truth a little bit differently. But what I'm saying is that if you can hold your head high and have respect for the way you behaved and what you did, then you are more likely able to let that go very easily, that relationship. Okay, it's sometimes relationships are just done. And it doesn't mean that they weren't of value at one time, but it means that at this time, they're not in alignment any longer. And that can be for various reasons, and a lot of people are going through that right now, a lot of people, because many people are very busy, and especially if they have kids and their kids are in sports or in, after school activities. Well, that was before COVID. Now things getting a little bit more normal again in some parts, around the world, and in some parts not. It's just such a, like the everyday things that we did that we didn't even realize the comfort that even doing like the menial tasks, just doing a menial task every day, like taking the garbage out or whatever, just the regular nature of that is comforting for people in times when there's chaos. So it's important to recognize that, you know, in relationships, like just because it's not working now, you know, a lot of people were home with each other and they hadn't been in years, et cetera, right? So it brought about changes in people. And so it's, and sometimes those changes didn't mesh well with the other person any longer. So, you know, being able to just look at it from that perspective that, you know, that's what growth is. Like people don't just all grow exactly the same and in the exact same direction all at once. You know, it's just like plants, you know, like some get a little higher and have a few more leaves or whatever on them by a certain, you know, week of development. So just keeping that in mind that a lot of the freedom is like knowing that you've done your best, that you've got things in order to the best of your ability. The painting for this one is like of a gypsy, and it's kind of like, yeah, like traveling light, not having a lot of baggage, not having a lot of stuff to look after, not having a lot of stuff weighing you down. And that can come in all sorts of forms. So we just want to strengthen that. This is the perfect time. If you're in the mood for doing some cleaning up, this is the perfect time to do it. Here, the wind is really getting up, so we'll see that what happens here. If you hear me getting off, it's because the wind just got too strong. It's kind of almost, I didn't see a warning this morning coming through this way, but like it's just looking kind of like it did the other day a little bit. And so this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back after this short break. Call in 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, Exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
If you're a mom, you're probably hard-pressed to think of things you wouldn't do for your child's well-being. What if I told you the greatest thing you could do for your kid's development is focus on your own development? When you work on yourself, you begin to show up better for the people you love. Tune into Imperfect Momming with Alicia Lyons on your favorite podcast platforms. Learn more about me at alishalyons.com. AlySialyons.com.
The wise tell us that beauty is everywhere, if only we know how to look. Here's a simple way to see beauty everywhere. Think of three beautiful things, like the laughter of a child, a sunset over the ocean, the sound of a waterfall, the taste of a perfect meal. It can be anything. Just remember three beautiful things. Then ask yourself, what do these things have in common? What do they share which we call beauty? The next step is to let go of the specifics, the laughter, the sunset, the meal, and just contemplate beauty itself. This is a heart thing. Leave the mind and go to the heart and find universal beauty. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover beautiful things together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Are you looking to gain wisdom and commit to discovering your best self? What does success mean to you? With authenticity, integrity, and compassion, Mita Johnson helps guide you in working toward your unique vision of success. Mita is a spirit-based intuition lead and success coach. Work with Mita to uncover your unique life purpose. Schedule a free discovery call with Mita at personalwisdomcoachingnow.com.
Good morning, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're not live on Facebook today, but we're here on audio. And I just wanted to say again thank you to everybody for the birthday wishes. I've already talked to quite a few of you this morning, or like texted back and forth. And I'm really like excited to be celebrating another rotation complete around the sun. And just being able to, like, just feeling my health return, like, every like, day I feel better and stronger. So it's just been, it's been, like, such a journey for me because I'm not used to putting myself on pause. Haven't done it for a long time. And so I find it just so fascinating talking to people that, they're sort of, what they're describing is sort of like a clash within their families for a lot of them. And it's kind of like they're recognizing that even though like maybe they've been raised with each other as siblings or, you know, like they never ever really thought about this stuff before, but now a lot of people are sort of thinking it's like it's, you can see it around the world. Like there's millions of people in Europe and around the world marching right now for democracy. And, you know, it's, democracy is freedom. Or as much freedom as, you know, you're going to get. And so democracy is really important, and we're really finding that here in Canada now. Like it's, in my opinion, well, and it isn't a democracy when you're under the conditions that we're living in under right now. And so as Canadian citizens. And so it's just sort of like, whoa, like that's changed. And then the wind came through and knocked down the neighbor's trees. And my backyard, I have a mountain view now. And I still, every time I go out there, I'm like, whoa, it's just so beautiful. It's just breathtaking. And, you know, it wasn't like something I was expecting, but wow, like it's really, I mean, it's just, it's so funny though how you get used to seeing things a certain way and you don't even realize like how just something like that, like a couple of trees blowing down can change the whole climate of my backyard because there's way more sun now. And it needed more sun, so it's a plus. It's not going to get that much more, but it'll have more light. And so it's just kind of really interesting how just something simple like that, just going out there, is so much more pleasant now. I really like it. I don't like how it happened, but you know, I see my neighbor out there still cleaning up after the mess here too, and it's kind of like. Even the storm, like this perfect storm happening here, it's just like after a big storm like that and you have the chaos and you have to find ways like to survive and you have to find ways that are maybe different from what you would normally do. And then you find, oh my God, I was successful at doing that. I highly recommend for people because been doing this with some of my clients is that a lot of them kind of have a perception that like 2020 and this last 18 months in general have just been useless. Like, you know, like that it's all been like hard, hard, hard. And then when you start to, and a lot of them have, you know, had lots happening, you know, like loved ones passing, et cetera. And so it's, you know, and complicating things, of course, with the COVID to go and see your relatives when they're, you know, but what a lot of people don't realize is it's been like that for a very long time. It's just that there's more people experiencing the same thing all at once now. And it's really interesting. I've been watching a lot of shows about psychology of how the masses kind of just sort of crumble and like they just sort of like become almost like depressed or like zombies, kind of like, oh, you know, I didn't really enjoy going out dancing anyway. I didn't really enjoy going to, you know, like sort of like that, and kind of trying to convince themselves that they're not really upset about things that they really are upset about. And so it's just really important to recognize that, you know, these things hit people at different times. And when that hits, they're maybe not going to express it in the most loving manner or in the most coordinated manner or whatever. So keep that in mind that everybody's kind of going through their own thing. And if you ask people, like, how has this affected you? You know, a lot of times they'll say, oh, I'm fine. It hasn't been that much different or whatever. But if you really get into a conversation with people, then they'll start to say, well, this and that, you know. And so it's just important to recognize that the best thing you can do for yourself right now is be able to get neutral so that you can make strong choices. And especially at times like this, like, and to me, strong choices right now, it comes up like making flexible choices, having room for, having an open mind to being able to be like quick on your feet. If you see something, oh, that will work better, but that wasn't available yesterday, kind of that type of energy. And so just always sort of like just checking in and checking in, like, what else can I do to improve this? Like, is there something else that came up new today that would, you know, I can do to strengthen our position here as a family or whatever? And so always like having that goal that you're just going to live a better life every day, regardless of what's going on with you. And see, we're all totally capable of that. Because, you know, for some people it might be like people don't even realize either. I was saying, I think last week, that people don't realize how much their line of vision causes posture problems and how much posture problems cause problems with vision. And it's just because of the angle. And it's kind of the same thing, like if you have a house that's really cluttered and like you know that like the top drawer is just stuffed full and there's stuff coming out of it and it's like, oh my God, and you never can find anything in there and it's just a big mess. And every time you walk by, you think, oh, I should clean that drawer, I should clean that drawer, I should clean that drawer. But you just kind of, oh, it's just like, I've got other things to do, more important. And you don't realize, like, you could go past that drawer for years, you know. And so it's really interesting, like, when my dad was getting close to the end of his journey here on Earth, and he was in and out of the hospital a lot, he would get, like, really triggered when things weren't in the right place. And he started labeling everything, like pins, this, like, yeah, Dad, we know those are pins. But he started labeling things and putting things in order. And I feel like a lot of it was you know, when people are going on a journey, maybe there's a lot of people right now that are saying, you know, maybe I want to move. Maybe I want to move to a different country. Maybe I want to emigrate. Maybe I want to move to a different city. And now is not the time to be traveling and making those decisions unless you travel somewhere that you want to stay for the rest of your life in case that's what happens. So it's kind of like being really like careful about the big choices right now, because every day when we've got this energy of like new moon and the eclipse and we've got all this you know, new information out again about COVID and another strain and all of that, and it's almost Christmas and all of that, it's just a lot of people are saying it's just too much. And that's how they say it. Like, this is just too much of the same thing. It's gone on too long. So it's important to recognize that if you break it down in moment by moment, you'll start to realize, oh no, part of what I'm bothered by, I was already bothered by before this came along. This just is accelerating it, expanding it, escalating it. And so that's when we want to really get strong to the reasons why we made choices in the past, recognizing at that time that was a good choice compared to the other choices available. In a perfect world, I would have preferred to have this choice. And just sort of reflecting upon what that choice would be. You know, a lot of people, they say you should have, you know, plan A and a plan B. And I say have a plan A, because failure is not an option. Like if you put it from that level that you're not going to quit and you're not going to give up, that you are going to make strong choices, even if it's just cleaning that drawer out that one day, or you know what, you know, just getting something done that makes you feel like, okay, that improved my life, like just loaded the dishwasher and get the, you know, the dishes done, etc. Those things, when we take action like that, the universe recognizes that action. And as a gypsy that's like doesn't have a lot of baggage, then when the opportunities come up, there's not so much to lose. I'm not saying you don't want to have anything but a caravan, but it's kind of that energy of just recognizing that every day that we're facing this, there's many things that come up that are really depressing, and we can choose to allow that to spiral and take us down, or we can decide right then and there, oh, I'm doing that thing where I'm listening to my mind, and so I'm just going to not do that. I'm going to feel with my heart, and maybe I'm going to go for a walk around the block or whatever. So, you know, we all need to recognize that it's really weird because everybody's had too much space But because everybody's had too much space, now people need their space. So we're at the advertisement again time. So this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Just looking for strong ways to get through this next phase, moon phase, that's probably going to be quite chaotic and dramatic, looking at how the energy is building, and also very, very calm and clear energy if you choose to get into the eye of the storm. So we'll be right back after this short break.
One day, I arrived early to meet a friend for lunch. One of the wait staff welcomed me with a beautiful smile. It was everyday magic. We experience this kind of thing all the time, but it was magical because the smile made me feel happy and content. The Sanskrit word for smile is smitam. It means fully blossomed, fully bloomed, and expanded, like an empty field suddenly full of spring flowers. In the same way, a bright smile given freely changes everything. It can warm the heart. It can reassure or inspire or uplift. It can bring joy or lift a burden. Try it for yourself. Smitam, a smile, and discover a little everyday magic. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover everyday uplifting magic together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we have a few minutes left here. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819, we could shift something quickly. And if not, I'm going to continue talking about this upcoming energy coming in and how awesome this energy, like if you bridle it and you take it and you harness it. And that requires like being able to really recognize, like going back to, as I said, the end of March, the beginning of April, what was going on in your life. If it was all wonderful stuff, then you want to strengthen that. Some more of that wonderful stuff comes up. And if there was any like sort of unfinished business, you want to, because a lot of people at that time were still in a flux when it came to like work, et cetera, you know, and so we're still like not settled in a new job or in a new path yet. And a lot of people now have started a new path, but a lot of the people I'm talking to, as I said, they're saying like, it's so weird. I just don't want to be around people. And it's because, we've been apart, and then if we run into someone that we knew from like a year ago, but we haven't seen each other, and we're both totally different people now, it's kind of like, I don't know, it's really a good thing, though. Like, if you don't get triggered by it, if you just recognize that everybody's a blank canvas, and that you could allow that person to be who they are and give yourself the same breath to be able to be who you are now. I mean, you're the same person, but you're not. And not after what we've all been through here. It's changed people fundamentally, some more than others. But it's been a challenge all the way around in most ways for most people. And so we want to just recognize that, you know, those possibilities that come out of that, it's not like being able to turn a negative into a positive, but like the more organized you are, the more you have your affairs in order, the more that you're ready. Like, because a lot of times energetically, you know, someone will be willing to do it, and they're strong, they're willing to do it, and they're able to do it. Like, they have the skill set to do it, but they're not ready. It's kind of like, no, I'm not ready yet. I'll do that in, you know, 6 months when I get this and this and this done. And sometimes when people have a weakness around being ready or not, that weakness will make them procrastinate in almost every area, every aspect of their life. And that's when you have something like this solar eclipse, it's basically like bringing out all these hidden weaknesses that are around us, and that can be pretty challenging to face. Having said that, when you do face it and you recognize and you become aware from that part, from that knowledge, you will be able to make way stronger choices than you would have been able without these experiences. Because we've all been, you know, directed in different ways. So, you know, this is it's kind of like that push and pull in life. And it's, you know, we talk about marching through life or dancing through life. And so if you're a person that, you know, you just are really passionate about something and you've been putting it on hold, but you really, like, it's always in the back of your mind, I should do this, I should do this. Now is a great time to do this. And you can start just by doing it, like, 15 minutes a day. And just but setting aside that time for 15 minutes to do this thing that you're passionate about. And those 15 minutes build upon each other quite quickly and bring you to a place where you're now able to see some progress and see that, oh, maybe there is a future in this. And so it's really important also to allow yourself right now to experiment with different skills and skill sets, because like you might have been telling yourself, or you might have, you know, your subconscious mind is formed by those who are raising you and, you know, your culture and your schooling experiences, et cetera. So if you've been labeled a certain way, then you can be in a position where you can allow that to change and put you in a stronger, more creative path. And that's what I'm saying. Like, allow yourself to be really creative right now. Allow yourself to be a blank canvas. And like I said, if you're in the middle of a storm, you may as well, you know, you can't clean up while you're in the middle of a storm. You're just going it's not something that's useful, and you might get hurt. So after the storm, you start the cleanup, and you start the putting things back together, and that's when you can maybe notice, hey, now I've got a mountain view. So now I've got a different way that I want to set up my yard. I want to go sit out there more and have supper out there. So just these things, they seem like little things, but they're opportunities to explore different aspects of yourself. And when we have hidden aspects coming out in one aspect of our life, that's kind of what astrology and the zodiac chart is about, is these different aspects that we go through, through the 12 houses. If we allow ourselves to explore those different areas, those different houses, and how we present in those, and how we've always told ourselves we are, and how our partner's supposed to be, and et cetera, and we allow ourselves to be more innovative and creative in sort of defining who we are, a lot of people will have a lot more fun. So this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for all the birthday wishes, and see you next week. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, with Colette Marie Steffen, gracing the airwaves every Wednesdays at 8 a.m. Pacific since 2013. And we're live on Facebook, providing nuggets of wisdom from her book, The Truth is Funny, and three-card consultations from Tales of the Vector Oracle. Colette has poured 14 years of energetic upgrades into this deck, and we can all predict what will happen if you continue in your wanton ways. Check out how you can become an official modern-day dragon sayer by visiting thetruthisfunny.com. Energetic upgrades to lift you, shift you, and power you to ride the wave of infinite potential. You are a blank canvas. May as well paint a rainbow. We'd love to hear from you. Call in next week. 1-800-930-2819.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.